This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A judge has kept alive a major lawsuit against the Department of Corrections and Governor Jared Polis about the conditions inside state prisons. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The lawsuit alleges that inmates in state prisons are forced to work, or they lose earned time, or are threatened with solitary confinement. Lawyers say this is a violation of Colorado's anti-slavery law. The lawsuit has a class of plaintiffs who are currently incarcerated. A judge recently decided not to dismiss the case, so it is now proceeding. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The mother of the alleged Club Q shooter was arrested and charged several hours after the attack that left five people dead and dozens injured in Colorado Springs. Police say Laura Vopel was charged with a misdemeanor count of resisting arrest and a petty charge of disorderly conduct at an apartment complex just a few hours after the shooting. Officials say she was making noise near a private residence. It's winter season across the vast White River National Forest, which means officials are limiting vehicles to plowed roads. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
All-wheeled vehicles, including cars, trucks, and bicycles, must now stick to roads that have had snow plowed off them to protect the roads in snow conditions. The White River National Forest is a busy area for winter activities, including snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, and snowshoeing. The forest stretches from the eastern edge of Mesa County to just beyond Keystone. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
More news online at cpr.org. It's 6:06.